Chapter 2. It took many months. I finally finished my creature. I used electricity to bring it to life. It was a horrible creature. It looked like a monster. I ran away. I locked it in a room. I tried to sleep, but I had lots of nightmares. I dreamed about Elizabeth. I dreamed about Mother's dead body. I woke up. The monster was standing by my bed. He was looking at me. He was smiling. It was a horrible smile. I was so frightened. I ran out of the house and locked the door. I didn't want to go inside. I walked around my garden. I stayed there all night. When it was morning, I walked to the town. I walked past the inn. My friend Henry was there. He had come to Ingolstadt to go to university. I was very happy. I didn't feel lonely anymore. I took Henry back to my house. The monster was gone. I fainted. I was very weak. The shock of the monster and all the work had made me ill. I had a fever. Henry stayed with me. He looked after me. I got better very quickly. "Thank you, Henry," I said. "I was happy to help you, Victor," said Henry. "You're a good friend." "I'm sorry I've been a bad friend," I said. "It doesn't matter. I have a letter for you. It is from Elizabeth." "I didn't want to give it to you when you were sick," said Henry. The letter said, "Victor, I'm worried about you. Henry told me you were very ill. Are you feeling better? Please write to me. Your father is worried too. Please tell us when you are better." Justine Moritz came to live with us. Her mother died. She's working as a servant. I wrote to Elizabeth. I said, "I'm much better. Henry took good care of me." When I was better, I took Henry to the university. I took him to meet my professors. Henry was studying Chinese and Japanese. He was interested in the Orient. We went to the chemistry laboratory. I saw the tools for chemistry tests. I felt very sick. I was very pale. Henry was worried. We talked to my professors. It was very hard. I wanted to leave the laboratory. I didn't want to go back to the university. I thought, "I haven't seen my father or Elizabeth for a long time. I'll go and see them." I wrote to my father. I asked, "When can I come and visit you?" I waited for him to write back. Henry said, "We can go for a holiday. We can walk in the countryside. It'll make you feel better. When we come back, there'll be a letter from your father. You liked nature when we were little. It'll be good for you." We went to the countryside. It was very quiet. It was very beautiful. I had a nice time. Henry said, "You look much better now." We stayed in the countryside for a few days. We went back to the city. There was a letter from my father. It said, "Victor, I have bad news. Your brother William died. He was in the forest next to the city. They found his body there. Please come home. Elizabeth and Justine are very upset. I need your help." I showed the letter to Henry. I was very sad and worried. I left for Geneva straight away. Geneva is an old city. It has big walls and big gates. The gates are shut at night. When I got to Geneva, it was dark. The gates were shut. I couldn't get in. There was a forest near the city. I went to the woods and walked around. I went to the spot where they found William's body. I looked around. There was something up on the hill. I was scared. It was the monster I made. It probably killed William, I thought. I went back to the city. I waited until it was morning. When the gates opened, I went to my house. My father and Elizabeth were there. "Victor, I'm glad you're here," said my father. "Victor, oh Victor," Elizabeth said. "Police have arrested Justine. They think she killed William," Elizabeth cried. "Why do they think it was Justine?" I asked. "Police found a picture of Caroline in Justine's pocket," said my father. "A picture of Mother? Why does that mean she killed him?" I asked. "It was a picture William took with him," Elizabeth said. I went to see the magistrate. "Please, you must let her go," I said. "Why do you think she is innocent?" the judge asked. "She isn't a killer," I said. I didn't want to tell the judge about my monster. I thought, he will think I'm mad. "The evidence shows she killed William Frankenstein. I can't let her go," said the judge. I went home. "What did the judge say?" Elizabeth asked. "He won't let her go," I said. Justine sent a letter to Father. It said, "Alphonse, I told the judge I killed William. I won't go to hell now." Elizabeth and I went to see Justine. "Justine, why did you tell them you killed William?" Elizabeth asked. "It will save me," she said. "Where did you get the photograph?" I asked. "I don't know. I never saw it before," Justine said. "Did you kill William?" Elizabeth asked. "No, I didn't kill him. The judge won't believe me. I'm so upset. William is dead. The people I love keep dying. They are punishing me for loving them too much," Justine said. "We know you didn't kill William," said Elizabeth. I knew the monster had killed him. They put Justine to death for William's murder. Everyone was very sad. I felt very guilty. The monster I made killed William. Justine died because the monster killed William. It's all my fault. My secret has killed two of my family. "Victor, please cheer up," Elizabeth said to me. I didn't want to cheer up. "I'll kill myself," I thought. "It's my fault that Justine and William are dead," I thought. I changed my mind. Elizabeth and my father will be more upset if I kill myself.